You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Let's hit today's daily financial news summary. Here is your daily financial news summary for August 4th, 2020. Market optimism on the second COVID-19 stimulus plan. The winds are howling on Wall Street today as Tropical Storm Isaias made its way up the East Coast. Unrelated, but the markets did blow higher, with the Dow Jones up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.36%, while the NASDAQ climbed 0.35% to another record close. Stocks Europe 600 index fell 0.1%, the euro rose 0.3% to $1.18 to the euro. Some of the positivity in the markets came from developments in the next stages of the COVID-19 stimulus packages. Mitch McConnell is supposedly, quote, prepared to support, end quote, a coronavirus relief agreement when one is reached between the White House and the Dems. The $600 per week federal unemployment benefits and a moratorium on federally backed housing have also expired, as we reported on yesterday. Disney announced earnings after the bell Tuesday, and earnings per share outperformed at 8 cents compared to the expected loss of 64 cents, according to Refinitiv. Additionally, they announced that they now have over 100 million paid subscribers on their streaming services, which include Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. As many expected, park closures impacted revenue significantly. As a result, shares saw little movement on the earnings results. And what would Tuesday be without tech? It's Tech Tuesday. Apple climbed 0.6%, but Netflix gained 2.2%, and Amazon was up 0.8%. On the other hand, Alphabet fell 0.6%, and Facebook also slipped at 0.85%. Moving on, start with a quote from Mike Pyle that he shared in a note from his team of strategists. He said, quote, "We see U.S. stocks at risk of fading fiscal stimulus. U.S. employment figures are in focus this week as this fiscal cliff nears and the pandemic spread in Sunbelt states is starting to affect economic activity," end quote. Close out on commodities. Gold rose 1.8% to top $2,000 today at $2,012.38 an ounce. West Texas Intermediate crude rose 1.5% to $41.61 a barrel after the biggest gain in almost 2 weeks on Monday. The July employment figures are expected to be released on Friday. That wraps up today's financial news summary. Hang tight for just a minute, and we'll be back on the flip side with the second half and a bit of warning from JP Morgan on some of the stock market correction, and we take a little bit deeper dive on that for our trends segment of today's episode. Be back in just a moment. And welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Today, we are going to take a little bit of a deeper look at some reports that came out from the JP Morgan strategist team, which warned of imminent stock correction. So what does that mean? So their outlook was gloom. A stock market correction is imminent, is what they said. Those are the sentiments that were shared by strategists at JP Morgan. According to the strategists, the correction could come calling in the next few weeks as a plethora of weak economic data continues to raise concerns. Payroll data, unemployment reports, and retail sales in the coming days are some of the big releases that could trigger the correction. The quote, some misgivings are justified giving... I'll start that one over. Here is the quote. Some misgivings are justified given a macro backdrop that is becoming muddied, but not muddied enough to justify bearish targets or a defensive investment strategy, say strategist led by John Norman in a note. So what will the market inflection point be? The sentiments come at a time when major indices are flirting with all-time highs amid a weak economic outlook. The tech-laden NASDAQ index has already rallied to an all-time high as tech stocks continue to shrug off the uncertainty that's been fueled by COVID-19. In many cases, these tech stocks are even surging with demand. The blockbuster move high in the equity market comes at the backdrop of growing concerns about the health of the U.S. economy. Keep in mind, markets are not the economy and the economy is not the markets. So over 30 million Americans have lost their jobs at the back of the COVID-19 disruptions. While many companies have posted better than expected results, the numbers do continue to confirm a slowdown in the U.S. economy, of which the JP Morgan strategists believe could hurt the stock market going forward. August is one of the most bearish months on record in the stock market. Likewise, the strategists believe the second quarter earnings may mark an inflection point that could see equity correct lower as the case for value in the equity market becomes the center of attention. Sharing similar sentiments is the global head of quantitative research at Societe Generale, Solomon Tedeschi. According to Tedeschi, there is more downside risk in the equity markets as investors continue to question the elevated valuation levels in the market. In addition, growing concerns about the availability of vaccines to combat the COVID-19 disruptions also continue to arouse concerns that are likely to fuel a correction in the stock market. The S&P 500 has rebounded by 45% in 4 months from lows that it experienced in March. In contrast, the average rebound on record stands at 27% within a year. The extraordinary rebound, according to Tedeschi, should be a point of concern given that it has come at the backdrop of weakening fundamentals. So, what's with the market uncertainty and the volatility? The bull run has mostly been driven by expectations of a coronavirus vaccine, which does not justify the extraordinary rebound. Currently, there are more than 200 vaccines under development, with none guaranteed to be effective on a global scale. A lack of a vaccine means the U.S. economy could take much longer to bounce back to business after contracting by more than 20% in the recent quarter. A struggling economy amid a pandemic that refuses to go away should continue to weigh on investors' minds in the market, a development likely to trigger a correction from current highs. For how long the U.S. economy will rely on stimulus packages is another point of concern. Equities raced lower last week after it emerged Democrats and Republicans are entangled in an impasse over the extension of the unemployment benefits program. Escalating U.S.-China tensions is another development likely to continue weighing on sentiments in the market after President Trump said he plans to ban video sharing app TikTok, which we've also reported on extensively on the callputstrike.com website. So if you are not yet heading over there and you're not yet on our email newsletter to get the latest each day, be sure to head over there. Some other stories that we did not touch on in today's podcast, but we covered over in the on the Culput Strike website, our journalists have compiled an overview of the July market performance, which is a good one to head over to the website to take a look at. Additionally, we do have an overview for all of your college students heading out to college this fall, or maybe staying at home, but we have a report on some of the better college and student-focused credit cards to take a look at and what to consider in those credit cards, along with a whole host of other great articles. So head over to callputstrike.com and sign up for our newsletter. And that wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights for Tuesday, August 8th. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.